Today's podcast is titled The First TMT Arthrodesis, an Anatomic Evaluation of Dorsal Medial versus Plantar Plating. This is from the Journal of Foot and Ankle Surgery, October 2015, by Dr. Paul Simons out of Germany. The first TMT fusion is regularly used to correct hallux valgus deformity associated with TMT instability, higher IM angles, and also for post-traumatic arthritis. Traditionally, a fusion has been fixated with two or three screws. Implant failure has been noted to be approximately 4.5%, and a non-union with this technique is up to 15%. Currently, plate fixation has gained a lot of popularity in performing this procedure. Generally, this procedure is completed with a dorsal medial plate, and biomechanical advantages have not been established for this yet. Plantar plating has theoretically better biomechanical stability. The purpose of this article was to evaluate and compare these two different TMT fusion techniques on cadaveric specimens and to identify anatomic structures of particular risk of injury. The hypothesis was that both techniques would be comparably safe. This study was performed on six pairs of deep frozen human legs with an average age of 78.8. None of the subjects showed any signs of previous trauma or any other pathology. The incision sites were randomized to a medial incision for plantar plating or a dorsal medial incision for the dorsal medial plating technique. The same surgeon performed all surgeries on these specimens. Joint preparation was performed with an oscillating saw, a dorsal distal to proximal plantar screw was then placed across the fusion site approximately 1.5 centimeters from the joint surface. The Wright Medical Darko plate was utilized for plantar plating. This is a four-hold contoured linear plate. For the dorsal medial plating technique, oscillating saw was utilized for joint prep as well. The same dorsal distal proximal plantar threaded cannulated screw was placed. There was no difference in the procedure up to this point as far as joint preparation and screw placement. A Wright Medical H-shaped Darko LPS locking lapidus plate was placed dorsal medial over the fusion site. The resulting anatomic injuries as far as arteries are concerned for plantar plating, the first digital branch of the medial plantar artery was damaged. In dorsal medial plating, the first plantar metatarsal artery was damaged in 33% of the time. This was the main stem that was severed. And the first dorsal metatarsal artery in 16.7%, the main stem was severed. Multiple various veins were damaged in both procedures. As far as nerves that were damaged, the plantar plating technique seemed to damage less nerves. The only nerve affected seemed to be the superficial fibular nerve. 50% of terminal branches, 16% main branches were affected. With the dorsal medial plating technique, a third of the time the saphenous nerve, the main stem, was damaged. Superficial fibular nerve, 50% of terminal branches. Finally, for cosmetic results, the medial approach with the plantar plating seemed to have a better cosmetic value. The plantar approach seemed to fare better in terms of soft tissue coverage. This may have potential positive implications regarding infection rates. And finally, it's noted that caution must be taken with the dorsal medial approach to avoid the tibialis anterior muscle insertion into the medial cuneiform and the first metatarsal. I like this article because plantar plating seems to have many biomechanical advantages, and when there's any question regarding how a patient will heal, this may be a better option. It's great to know that there is little damage to surrounding neural and vascular structures associated with this procedure. I also like the fact that the cosmetic appearance may be better with this type of a procedure as well. Thank you again. This is Dr. Kevin Palmer for PFD Medical. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Check back soon.